Hi, I'm Sue.
And I'm Lisa.
We have been teaching for a very long time. Looking back, we realized that we didn't know what we didn't know about being educators. We are simply here to share our stories, and hopefully you'll laugh along with us. The names have been changed to protect the innocent and the guilty.
So I'm really excited about our podcast today.
Why?
Because we decided to start a game show.
Lisa and I have been talking about the challenges of teaching, and we love teaching.
Teaching is hard at times.
It's very, very hard.
Not everybody can do it.
And I know there's a lot of fans out there that appreciate teachers, but there's also some people that don't realize that it's a bit of a challenge.
Just the things you have to deal with every day, every minute of every day. I love it because it's challenging, but at times I want to pull my hair out.
It's true.
So we're thinking of an elimination game show where we will randomly call teachers and non-teachers, ask them some of the scenarios some of the things that we've had, situations we've had to deal with, and then how they would deal with that.
And we'll grade them. And I think we'll have to use
a rubric.
A rubric. If you don't know what a rubric is, well, you're not a teacher. A rubric is a scale of 1 to 4, usually.
4 being awesome.
Yes.
Maybe you could have a 4 being like a master class teacher, a 3 being proficient teacher, 2 being basic, and
no,
then
2 is your basic.
And then 1 would be, I don't know, find another job.
Get out of here.
Minimal.
But we as teachers have been graded on 4 areas of expertise on the Danielson model.
Yes.
And you have to say it like that.
Educator effectiveness, Danielson.
It's actually model. 22 sub areas, but we won't do that on our show.
Just
4 domains. So you tell them the 4 domains, Lisa.
Okay. Planning, environment, instruction, and professionalism. So we're going to ask these people some of the scenarios, how they do it. And we would grade them on the rubric and the Danielson model. And you know what we should have with our game show?
Yeah.
We should have $1 million.
$1 million prize. I'm with you. Now, for
this
those
could be
you,
online. Is this true?
No, it's not real. That's not real.
It's not true. I don't have $1 million.
No, we're teachers. We don't have $1 million. We never will have $1 million unless somebody out there wants to sponsor our podcast.
Or CBS, NBC, if you want to pick up our elimination game show, I think it would be awesome.
I think having a real game show just called Teach It.
You are the weakest teacher.
Teacher, get out. Go to the playground. I don't know. Eventually, this should be a real full-blown thing, much like The Apprentice.
But we're gonna do a little snippet with an online version.
Right.
Sue, do you have a phone book?
What's a phone book? Yes, right here. Listen, I have the phone book.
Okay, we'll just randomly
put our finger in the phone book and we're gonna ask some questions.
Okay, so we've came up with like 10 or 11 different scenarios.
Yes.
That are things that have happened to us.
For real.
And some that we've talked about already in our podcast. And then we will ask different people how they would deal with it. I think this is going to be super fun.
Okay, and then at the very end, we'll grade them and we'll have an all-time winner who gets $1 million of fake money.
We should create. The prize will be a t-shirt.
Okay. Of our faces.
Of our faces.
Okay. We're going to start merchandise. We're going to have some merchandise. We're going to give them all the free merchandise. I think it's time to make some phone calls.
I'm so excited.
We have our rubric. We know what we're going to do. I have the phone book. We're going to make these calls and we'll analyze all of their answers at the very end to declare our winner of the million fake dollars.
Okay. We've got some questions for this. All right. Ready?
On the line with us, we have Sam.
Hi, Sam.
I can use your real name, right, Sam?
Sure.
Okay. So Sam is a teacher. Tell everybody what you teach. Don't tell where or anything like that. What do you teach and what grade?
Oh, I teach English in middle school.
Very good.
At the seventh grade level. Best grade level.
Okay. Well, that's your opinion. And Sam, Lisa is going to ask you a question now. And then, and then you have to answer how you would solve this or what you would do.
Okay, Sam, at the end of science class, you must dispose of 26 crayfish. What do you do?
Oh, boy. Well, one thing that I know that I won't do is cook them and eat them. I think the toilet is the best answer is the toilet. I've said goodbye to a lot of goldfish in my day.
Toilet.
An aquatic animal. Toilet.
Toilet is your answer, Sam. They could survive it. They could survive the flood.
Sam, I'm sorry. The right answer is you have to throw them in the freezer till they die. So you should tape their eyes shut first.
Respectfully.
So they don't see that they're going into the freezer.
And then you sing, and then you bring together just your colleagues and you sing Ave Maria and you put them in the freezer. And then when the really obnoxious teacher opens the door and says, "Oh my God, what's in here?"
Okay, Sam, we got another question for you.
Oh, here's another question, Sam.
Okay, I'm ready. It's oddly specific, but I think it sounds exactly.
This one? So you're cleaning your room at the end of the year, and you're handing out cleaning rags, and you hand it to a young person, and you realize it's your own underwear. What do you do? Go.
Well, at that point, the only thing that I think I'm allowed to do is feign complete ignorance. Like, if they're like, "Is this underwear?" You're like, "I really don't know what you're talking about."
Okay, so do you let the person keep the underwear and tra-la-la along, or do you take it back and just go, "Here, take this"?
Well, I've already handed it to them. Mm-hmm. I've committed to it. I'm just going to move on.
Okay, I do like that answer, Lisa. What do you think?
I think another answer is to scream, grab them, and say that they are your friends.
That's true. You could just blame it on your brother or something like that.
Okay,
well, Sam, we have time for one more.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Okay,
go ahead, Lisa.
So, Sam, a kid shows up to school with a smashed piece of cake smelling like cigarettes, in a napkin, hands it to you with his caring eyes.
And he's a troubled child.
And he says, "I made this for you, Mr. Sam. Mm-hmm. Try it.
Please taste it. Tell me what you think." Okay, what did you go?
Okay, I would graciously accept it. I would get a nice big smell. I would say, "Wow, this looks really good, but actually, I'm fasting right now, so I can't eat." It's religious. I can't talk about it at school because I'm not really allowed to talk about religion.
We have another person we've called, Nancy, and we're going to ask you a quick question to see how well you can respond to this and how well you can handle the pressure of being a teacher. Okay, ready? A kid shows up to school with a piece of smashed cake smelling like cigarettes in a napkin and looks at you with just loving eyes and says, "I made this for you. Here, taste it.
Please, please eat it."
What do you do?
Oh, thank you so much. How sweet of you to think of me. I'm going to save this for after my lunch.
That's pretty good. I guess I would give it a pretty high mark.
Oh, that is a pretty high mark.
What if they asked to see you just take a nibble? Would you nibble it?
Okay. I would say I just brushed my teeth, and so I'm going to wait.
Nice. Brushing the teeth. That is perfect.
Nancy, here's another question. This is super hard.
This one's hard.
Okay, so a parent brings in a large brick of chocolate, about 2 feet long and about 1 foot wide and about 3 inches thick. It's not cut. They want you to share it with the class. What do you do?
Thank you for bringing in a special birthday treat for the class. And as soon as they left, I would take it and crash it on the floor and open it up and see what came of it.
If it wasn't a birthday treat, would you have hid it in the closet and not even brought it out?
She said, "I forgot about that."
I don't know. I think I had a hammer in my desk.
Nice thing.
I could have taken the hammer. And yeah. Otherwise, there was a meat tenderizer.
You know what? Bonus points for using the teacher's lounge and all its accoutrements.
Yes.
Well, thanks, Nancy, for being with us.
Thanks, Nance.
So we have Michael on the phone. Michael, will you tell everyone what you teach and what grade?
Oh, I'm a science teacher of high school. I get all ages.
Fantastic. So, ready? Okay. Here's your first question.
Okay. It's at the end of science class, and you must dispose of 26 crayfish. What do you do?
Crayfish? Well, we have to do the deed. They go in a bag. They go in the fridge. Sure, in the freezer. And if the biology student says biology is usually sophomores than freshmen. There might be some emotional attachment there. If we need to have a send-off ceremony, maybe play tap some of the notes. We have a flag in the room, give a salute.
Love it.
A little tribute to lives spent in the service of scientific effort.
Wow. You know, stellar. How long have you been teaching there, Michael?
This would be year number 6 or 7.
Oh,
okay. So
I'm already acting like a veteran.
Pretty good. I think you got all the points.
Do you sing the song "Day Is Done"?
No, no. Taps is. How does taps go?
No, the.
At the end, there's a sound effect. So perfect. Would you ever consider taping the eyes shut of the crayfish to give them a little bit of calm?
So they don't see the freezer coming?
Well, crayfish, in my understanding, don't have eyelids. So I would, personally at least, I would see taping their eyes as, well, you're taping directly onto your eyes. You're not closing anything. In my approximation, at least, that would be less humane.
Because we had a teacher at our school that would tape their eyes so they didn't.
But it's more cruel. See, he's made his point.
Well, okay. I wondered if that was maybe true, because that's such an oddly specific question.
Well, thank you, Michael. We'll probably let you go since it is a school night, huh?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, we have another caller. This is Beatrice. She's a teacher.
She's a teacher?
Yes.
Beatrice, you're a teacher? What grade do you teach?
I am.
Oh, well, this is good. That's good.
It's good. Okay, so we got a couple questions for you. Sue, why don't you ask the first one?
So a parent sends in an unbaked frozen pie for you to bake for the class because it's Pie Day. It's March 14th. What do you do?
I send it with a student down to the home ec room and say, put it in the oven.
You have a class of 30, though.
And you have one pie. It's baked now. And in your room, what do you have to serve the pie to 30 kids? Go.
I have napkins, paper plates, spoons, forks.
Well, nice.
Got it.
Okay. Wow.
Wow. Okay. She's organized.
Wow.
Big points. Big,
big
points.
Big points. On the Danielson model?
Yeah.
Four.
Four out of four.
Okay, here's another one.
Yes.
A kid brings in a large donut to share with you for their birthday, but they're not in your class. They come from another class. And you are starving, and you're right in the middle of teaching with the class. What do?
I thank them for the really kind gesture and ask for them to put it on my desk, and I'll eat it when I have a moment.
Full points.
Oh, I would have eaten it in front
mine is usually stand in a corner, cram it in as fast as I can.
I usually do.
Don't even chew.
I mean, like, excuse me, kids. I turn around and, like, pretend I'm right on the board.
Just cram it in.
Okay.
One more.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's really good, though, man. I think she can handle all of these.
You are a classroom teacher, and you have your class hamster. It goes home with a student over the weekend, and it dies at the student's house. What do?
Well, I don't know, because I teach choir and I don't have animals in my room. But I'd probably reassure them that it's not their fault.
And okay. That's pretty good.
It's okay. Accidents happen and things die.
Oh. Okay.
So you win by another one, call it the same name, and then when they find that one that it really didn't die and it comes back, you don't end up with two.
I'm not.
Don't do that.
I don't think I would relive that cycle.
No, it's a cycle of hell.
Okay, it's a Friday afternoon. Your class goes to lunch at 12. You have to watch them through the line, then have outside duty at 12:15 for 20 minutes. Your lunch is from 12:45 to 1:05, but you're starving. You have to pee. And then a parent calls to remind Jimmy to ride the bus home. And another one wants you to pack up homework for the whole next week while they go on vacation. And then there's a fire drill. What do?
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot.
Right.
It happened today.
It happened.
I think that would be an excellent time to include some student helpers to help pack things up for the other kid as I pull things out and get things. I don't know. That's an awkward series of events.
Awkward series of events.
I mean, obviously, the fire drill needs to come first.
Okay.
Yay.
And I'm pretty sure that while you're outside, when you come back in, I can grab a friend and say, hey, can you watch my class while I go use the restroom? So I think that might be number two. And then I think I would probably do the duty and then eat my lunch and pack things up as I'm eating my lunch.
All right.
Very good.
Very excellent.
Yes. So you wouldn't run through the lunch line, grab an apple, and pee behind a bush while they're out of
And mine is usually...
Probably not, and considering I usually bring my lunch to school.
Okay.
So that would save me a little bit, I think.
Well, mine is usually see if I can steal someone's pint of ice cream from the freezer and eat it in a corner while I cry. And I eat a donut with it.
You did awesome.
Yeah, we applaud you.
Beatrice.
Nice
Beatrice. I just want to hear this one. You have to teach science class, and they make you teach with crayfish. And at the end of the crayfish unit, you are told not how to, but they just say they cannot be, you need to
dispose of them.
Dispose of them. What do you do?
Mm-hmm. Are they alive?
They're alive.
Kids, they're like pets to the kids.
You cannot keep them.
Cannot keep them. You cannot release them out because they are not native.
They're harmful.
And they're crayfish?
Crayfish.
Oh, I think on Friday we'd be having a fish boil.
They are quite tasty.
What are we eating? I think that's an auto elimination for Beatrice. I'm sorry. You have been eliminated.
You are the weakest link. I'm just kidding. Oh, that's awesome.
I think the teachers deserve a treat after school on a Friday night.
Yes. All come for our
have some little andouille sausage and have a little bit of fish.
Crawdads.
That's what crayfish are, crawdads. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I wouldn't boil them in front of the kids, but.
Well, that's true. That's good.
Well, Beatrice, thank you so much for your time. Oh my gosh, Sue, that was so much fun. But it is time to grade our contestants on our reality elimination show. So we first had Sam and we asked him the crayfish question.
Yes, we did. And I'm looking at the Danielson model and the four domains.
Right. Environment, professionalism,
instruction,
and planning.
So I think the crayfish question does talk much to the environment of the classroom. And if you're going to be flushing some crayfish, you're getting a one.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Sam. That's a one for the flushing of them.
Although he did gain points in my eyes for not eating them.
Right. So we could give him like a three for professionalism and
definitely
a one for environment. Sorry, Sam.
Sorry.
But the panties.
The panties. Quite excellent as far as the instruction. He's saying, we're here. I'm in it. I'm in it to win it. There's nothing I can do. I can't deny. No denying.
But lying to a student. Yep. And the professionalism of that. I won. So.
But I have to say, if you're lying to help people, it's probably okay because there's a lot of lying that may go on, especially in elementary.
Right. But the planning part for it.
That's true.
Making sure that he didn't have panties.
I can't imagine that you would ever have panties.
Well, there we go.
What's the planning, Lisa?
There we go.
Then we had the cake question. Excellent.
Excellent.
There was lying again, but this lying seemed to help with you know,
his just, health.
Right. And also just trying to be so aware.
So four for planning, three for environment, three for professionalism.
Yeah.
Although, Sue, you know, I was thinking about that. You know, if it was, I was hungry.
Oh,
I might just.
Eat the cake.
Eat the cake.
You know what? Plug your nose, eat the cake.
Eat the cake. Give it up for the team. That's what I'm saying.
After Sam, we asked Nancy a couple questions. And first, we talked about the cake again. And she
knocked it out of the park.
That was fours all around.
Four for planning, four for environment.
She,
oh, my gosh.
She talked about brushing her teeth. It's probably true because most people brush their teeth in the morning. So fours all around. But the chocolate bar really hurt her, Lisa.
Awful. This chocolate bar is literally like 3 inches thick. And dropping a candy bar that kids are going to eat on the floor.
That's disgusting. I mean, I've been known to eat things out of people's purses.
That's
I've eaten
more
a
than
french
a three-second rule.
Right. I've eaten french fry at the bottom of my friend's purse.
Oh,
I was hungry. We're hungry. But to drop it on the floor, that's how diseases.
One for environment on the floor. But, you know, also the planning of four.
If you know what is inside the teacher's lounge and you have a memory of a meat hammer, that's amazing.
But let's
amazing.
talk about the hammer in her desk.
Okay.
I'm...
I think I may have had a hammer.
I have a screwdriver.
I'm going to go check your desk.
Trunks, but not a hammer. So
no.
I'm sorry, Nancy.
Concerned?
We're going to have to.
Oh, you're concerned about the hammer.
I was concerned about the
think
hammer. I'm thinking having her down too.
Okay.
For
I think we might have to discuss that a little further.
Okay, let's talk
about
Michael.
Let's move on to Michael. We only got to one question because his answer was so amazing.
Four is
amazing.
Across the board.
4, 4, 4, 4.
4, 4, 4, 4.
And he's saying.
But I think it was in his area of expertise.
I think that's true. We're going to probably have to ask him a few more questions.
We are going to. Beatrice.
Oh, we asked her a lot of questions. A
lot of questions, but.
She started out strong.
She did way. Strong. She was way stronger than our answers.
Oh, anybody's could be.
Okay, pie, fours all the way.
Yeah.
Donuts.
I would say she was more on threes.
You're proficient on those.
Yeah.
Hamster.
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. You know, she understood, even as a high school teacher, she understood the care and the delicacy of talking about death.
Yeah, yeah. Threes all across the board. Threes. Fire drill, all fours, man. She knocked that out of the park,
She had a plan.
She's got it.
Fours.
Though, let's just talk a little bit about the crayfish
Disappointed in her ending.
She had such a strong start to all of the questions. All four of them. You don't eat your pets.
No, and
all ones.
A fish boil? No. I mean, that's just disgusting.
That can't be healthy after all these kids have touched him in all those weeks in that one.
So, Lisa, I think I'm noticing that we only interviewed teachers, and so you know what that means.
We've got to do another episode.
We have to have part two.
We got to have part two where we ask these questions and maybe a couple of surprise ones to non-teachers.
Yes. And I think we should maybe even go further and try to crown a winner of the Million Fake Bucks.
You know what would be super fun?
Oh, let me hear it.
Okay. So we take the winner of the teacher category.
Sure.
And then we take the winner of the non-teacher.
Sure.
And we create some kind of speed round.
Okay. Oh, a speed round. I love a good speed round. And then we contact NBC and see if they will put this on television. I'm really excited to talk to everybody when we have part two. You ready for that?
I hope you're enjoying these. Please subscribe to our podcast. Please share it. And we would love to have some reviews. And we just started our own Instagram page. So if you'd like to follow us on We Didn't Know What We Didn't Know.
We'll see you there.
We'll see you there. All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.